Phil Bavero is a musical personality familiar not only to his thousands of radio fans, but also to all who remember the early days of Bay Area television. Phil, who was musical director at ABC and KGO Radio for 17 years, headed one of the first orchestras on TV for the Les Molloy Show. Phil's radio orchestra was heard regularly into the 50s from San Francisco's Radio City at Taylor and O'Farrell, home of both NBC and ABC. Phil's career has spanned all phases of music, and he concentrates on arranging for theater and shows now. Phil's announcer tonight is no stranger to the airwaves, Ed Brady, currently featured on KNBR. Has been with KNBC and KPO for many years. He's hosted his own program of big band music and announced well-known San Francisco musical variety programs. Phil and Ed will bring you the Bavero Bandstand in just a few moments. Tonight's bandstand will pay tribute to the music of the Duke, Duke Ellington.
You are listening to the Golden Age of Radio.
This is the National Science Network.
This is KMPX San Francisco.
Stay tuned for the Bavero Bandstand.
From San Francisco, it's the Bavero Bandstand. The satin swing of Phil Bavero and his Blue Network Orchestra, with music especially arranged for your early evening listening. Music that's sweet, music that swings, all with that special Bavero touch. Join us for the next 15 minutes, won't you? Your host, Ed Brady.
Thanks, Bud. And what a nice reception from our studio audience. I'll bet they have an idea that we're entertaining royalty tonight in the bandstand studio.
Did you say royalty?
I sure did. And I meant it, too. Musical royalty, that is.
That could mean only one thing, Ed.
Right, Bud. Tonight, our old friend Phil and the boys have worked hard on a command performance, a rhythmic review fit for royalty. And of course we mean fit for a Duke. The Duke. Duke Ellington. We've got a lot of fine Ellington evergreens for the folks. But before he spotlights the band, let's hear a brief message of importance from Bud Heide.
A little known but vital part of America's musical life is the Music Performance Trust Fund of the recording industry. Now, this nonprofit foundation, administered through your local musicians' union, provides live music of all types at no cost to audiences numbering in the millions every year. People who might not be touched by the joy of live music are entertained and inspired through MPTF-sponsored concerts. For more information, write Music Performance Trust Fund, 1501 Broadway, New York 36, New York.
And Mr. Phil Bavero seems to have everything packed and ready to go on a melodic journey. A caravan, that is, from the year 1937. From the year 1937, Duke Ellington's Caravan. The music of Phil Bavero coming to you from the Rose Room of the famous Sheraton Palace Hotel in San Francisco. Trumpet and trombone now, the trumpet of Jack King, the trombone of Bill Hammett, featured in one of Duke's finest and most melodic, Mood Indigo. Listening to Phil Bavero's recreation of the music of Duke Ellington, and a typical Ellington performance usually opened like this. The house lights dimmed, and a voice came over the loudspeaker. Ladies and gentlemen, may I present today's most honored musician, Duke Ellington. Harry Kearney stamped his foot, and the band all played Take the A Train. Thank you.
We're enjoying the fine music of the late, great Duke Ellington, who died just about a year ago this month. Phil Bavero and the boys take another page from the Ellington notebook. Don't get around much anymore. Back in the days when we used to announce the big bands, the announcer used to have to put his hand behind his ear like this. And there was a reason for that. He had to hear what he was saying. Sometimes the music was so loud that he couldn't really make out what was going on. Right now, let's listen for the plunger mutes in this great Duke Ellington version of It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. Thanks to Phil Bavero. Well, our Blue Network grammarian Bud Heide is trying to get my attention. What was it, Bud?
You've got
Did
another
you want
line
me to
there.
Retitle that tune?
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't mean a thing if it doesn't have that swing?
Ed, on second thought, I guess it loses a bit in translation. And I think I'll stick to the commercial.
It's about time for one of those, isn't it?
That's right. Live music, sponsored by the Music Performance Trust Fund, serves you in many ways. Entertainment, inspiration, and education. Thousands of concerts are presented yearly to school children of all ages by the MPTF in cooperation with local musicians' unions and cultural organizations. Grants from the Trust Fund bring musical education to deserving young people whose lives will be enriched by the experience. For more information about the Music Performance Trust Fund, call your local musicians' union.
Father Time is caught up with the Bavero Bandstand gang, so we'll have to pack up the instruments and head home until next week at this same time when we present more Satin Swing in the Bavero manner. I hope you'll be around because Phil has picked out some numbers for his marathon medley by that genius of Tin Pan Alley, Irving Berlin. Today's program was produced by Jack Bethers, directed by Ed Stout, with technical direction by Don Geis. Ed Brady speaking. This is the Blue Network.
This is KMPX, San Francisco.
You're listening to the Golden Age of San Francisco Radio, brought to you through a grant for the Music Performance Trust Fund in cooperation with this station and the Sheraton Palace Hotel and Harry McHugh Studios. Enjoying tonight's presentation? Well, please address a card or letter to KMPX, 7 Adelaide Place, San Francisco, 94102. That's KMPX, 7 Adelaide Place, San Francisco, 94102. Stay tuned for more Golden Age of Radio in just a few minutes, immediately following this brief interlude. Up to now, we have featured the studio bands. But what about the popular studio vocalists? Yes, they had shows of their own, too. And one of San Francisco's most popular radio and television singers is Stan Noonan. His golden baritone had been heard on just about every station. In fact, Stan is one of the few radio stars who appeared on both CBS and NBC at the same time. Most recently, he appeared on KCBS as featured vocalist on the Bill Weaver Afternoon Variety Show. At the same time, he did a daily 15-minute show of his own called Young Man with a Song. These shows originated from the old KCBS studios in the Palace Hotel, so it is especially appropriate that our golden age of radio studio is located in the Palace. Stan's announcer is one of your best old friends of the airwaves, Bud Heide. Bud was heard for over 30 years on all kinds of programs. He is fondly remembered for his inimitable interpretations of Samuel Dixon's Stories of San Francisco, heard weekly on NBC. Joining Stan and Bud will be the CBS Orchestra, with guest leader Phil Bavero.
You are listening to the Golden Age of San Francisco Radio.
This is the National Science Network.
This is KMPX San Francisco.
Stay tuned now for your young man with a song.
Here's your young man with a song, Stan Noonan.
I have made a song to sing to you. That is all I bring to you, only my song.
Columbia presents radio's golden voice baritone, Stan Noonan, your young man with a song, along with the CBS Orchestra and guest conductor Phil Bavero. This is your host, Bud Heide, inviting you to join us for a quarter hour of sparkling songs and fun. Well, Stan, after that warm welcome, I'd say our studio audience deserves something very special today.
Well, I couldn't agree more, so I've planned a bit of a musical holiday for the folks with the help of Phil and the boys.
Yeah, sounds great. What destination do you have in mind?
Bud, we're taking the folks to the Great White Way.
Couldn't that mean Broadway?
Right, Bud.
Say, we'd better get a move on. Broadway's a mighty long way from old Jesse Street.
I hope your troubles are few. All my good wishes are with you tonight. I've been in love like you. Be brave, young lovers, and follow your star. Be brave and faithful and true. Cling very close to each other tonight. I've been in love like you. I know how it feels to have wings on your heels and to fly down a street in a trance. You fly down a street on a chance that you meet, and you meet not really by chance. Don't cry, young lovers, whatever you do. Don't cry because I'm alone. All of my memories are happy tonight. I've had a love of my own. I know how it feels to have wings on your heels and to fly down a street in a trance. You fly down a street on a chance that you meet, and you
really by chance. Don't cry, young lovers, whatever you do. Don't cry because I'm alone. All of my memories are happy tonight. I've had a love of my own.
If he hits Broadway and he finds the stage, steps right up and sends a special musical greeting to young lovers everywhere. Well, Stan, I see you've already found yourself some pretty fancy transportation to get yourself around old Manhattan. What do you call that contraption?
Well, it's called a surrey. But this is no ordinary surrey.
Oh, I see.
It's the very same one that carried those tuneful inventors of the modern American musical, Rodgers and Hammerstein, all the way out to Oklahoma and then right back to Broadway for that hit run of all time.
Ah, now I see what makes this buggy so special. It's the surrey with the fringe on top.
When I take you out tonight with me, honey, here's the way it's going to be. You will sit behind a team of snow white horses in the slickest thing you ever see. Chicks and ducks and geese that scurry when I take you out in my surrey. When I take you out in my surrey with the fringe on top. Watch that fringe and see how it flutters when I drive them a high step and strutters. Nosy folks will poke through their shutters and their eyes will pop. The wheels are yellow, the upholstery's brown, the dashboard's genuine leather. With icy glass curtains you can roll right down in case there's a change in the weather. Bright side lights are winking and blinking. Ain't no finer rig I'm a-thinking. You can keep your gig if you're thinking that I'd hear to swap. Oh, that shiny little surrey with the fringe on the top. Oh, sun is swimming on the rim of a hill. The moon is taking a header. And just when I'm thinking all the earth is still, a lark will wake up in the meadow. Ah, you bird, my baby's a-sleepin'. Maybe got a dream worth a-keepin'. Whoa, you team, and just keep a-creepin' at a slow clip. Clop, don't you hurry with the surrey with the fringe on the top.
Well, Stan appears to be in a very reflective mood and ready for not only a change of pace, but a change of season. So here he is, backed up by the CBS Orchestra and September Song.
A young man courting a girl, I played me a waiting game. If a maid refused me with tossing pearls, I let the old earth take a couple of words, and I wooed her with tears in lieu of pearls. And as time came around, she came my way. As time came around, she came. But it's a long, long while.
to December, and the days grow short when you reach September, and the autumn weather turn the leaves to flame, and I haven't got time for that waiting game. Oh, the days dwindle down to a precious few. And with you, these golden days, I'll spend with you.
Ah, beautiful sound. You know, we've only been here enjoying Broadway's music for just a few minutes, and it looks like we'll have to be getting ready for the return trip to the city by the bay. But before we go, you've just got to do just one more song.
No, I'd love to, Bud. And one of my all-time favorites from the Broadway stage is They Call the Wind Mariah, from that great show, Paint Your Wagon.
Yeah, from Surreys to Wagons, a real one-track mind. Well, let's request Melody Man Bavero to give the downbeat for a really dramatic finish to our program.
Away out here they got a name for rain and wind and fire. The rain is Tess, the fire's Joe. The clouds around and sends the stars a-flying. Mariah makes the mountains sound like folks are up there dying. I had a gal, and she had me, and the sun was always shining. But then one day I left my gal, I left her far behind me, and now I'm lost, oh, now darn lost, there ain't no one can find me. Wind and fire only, but when you're lost and all alone, there ain't no word but lonely. And I'm a lost and lonely man without a star to guide me. Mariah, send my love to me. I need my gal beside me. Mariah.
That is all I bring to you, only my soul.
You've been listening to Stan Noonan, your young man with a song, with the CBS Orchestra under the direction of Phil Bavero, standing in for Ray Hackett. This program was written and produced by Jack Bethards, directed by Ed Stout, with technical supervision by Don Geis. Production assistant, Peter Bottle. This is Bud Heide speaking. This program came to you from San Francisco over the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This is KMPX, San Francisco. You're listening to the Golden Age of San Francisco Radio, brought to you through a grant for the Music Performance Trust Fund in cooperation with this station and the Sheraton Palace Hotel and Harry McHugh Studios. Enjoying tonight's presentation? Well, please address a card or letter to KMPX, 7 Adelaide Place, San Francisco, 94102. That's KMPX, 7 Adelaide Place, San Francisco, 94102. Stay tuned for more Golden Age of Radio in just a few minutes, immediately following this brief interlude. The studio orchestra for tonight's broadcast is composed of 17 talented instrumentalists. The music heard on each segment of the show sounds different because the orchestra is formed into various size ensembles, playing arrangements of diverse styles. This calls for real versatility from each player. At this point, let's give credit to those fine musicians who were assembled for the broadcast by our percussionist, Bill Noraki. On piano is Frank Denke, formerly of NBC and CBS. Bass and tuba, John Moroney. Guitar and banjo, Frank Haggerty. The reed section includes Ken McCullough, Don Bergson, George Elliott, and Ben Meltzer. The brass section featured Bill Wagner, Frank Snow, and Jack King on trumpet, with Bill Hammett and Neil Van Valkenburg on trombone. The string section is headed by Nathan Rubin, with Francis Shore and Ardine DeCamp. KMPX salutes these fine musicians.
Back in the good old days, KFRC was perhaps the most active of all San Francisco stations, musically speaking. KFRC has a long history of innovation in programming, with an alumni list that reads like a who's who of broadcasting. Merv Griffin, Ralph Edwards, Tommy Harris, Al Pierce, Meredith Wilson, Bill Goodwin, Harold Perry, Edna Fisher, and Mel Ventner are just a few of the names you know so well from KFRC. Lyle Bardo was KFRC's last musical director from after the war to the late 50s. A gifted arranger, he headed up bands for the Merv Griffin Show, Mel Ventner's Breakfast Gang, The Spice of Your Life with Marjorie King, and many more. And these great shows were broadcast over the Don Lee Network from the KFRC studios in the Don Lee Building on Van Ness Avenue. The studios are gone, but tonight, Lyle takes time out from his chores as musical director and arranger for Youth of America to reorganize the KFRC band for his show entitled Music Designed for You. His announcer is KFRC favorite Dave Schofield. Dave started in 1938 and worked with Lyle on many KFRC shows, including the original Music Designed for You show with Merv Griffin. Dave now handles the mic side chores as stadium announcer for the San Francisco 49ers.
You are listening to the Golden Age of Radio.
This is the National Science Network.
This is KMPX San Francisco.
Stay tuned for Music Designed for You with Lyle Bardo and his orchestra.
From the city by the Golden Gate, San Francisco, Mutual Don Lee presents the music of Lyle Bardo and his orchestra. Here's Music Designed for You, featuring the fine arrangements of Lyle Bardo and his orchestra, playing your favorite songs of yesterday and today with that special Bardo brand of harmony. wonder what Professor Bardo is doing with that musical textbook. Well, let's peek over the shoulder. Sure enough, today's lesson looks like a word to the wise. When you're smiling. You know, that's a lesson worth remembering. But I see that some of our Don Lee boys haven't caught on, Lyle. What's the matter, fellas? Has Mama gone goodbye? Here comes one of those barter arrangements almost as long as the Sunday funny paper. And that must mean it's medley time. So why don't you folks out there put on your musical thinking caps and try to pick out the tunes Chef Lyle has put in his Melody Mixmaster. guessed them. I've Got My Eyes on You, April Showers, and Crazy Rhythm. Now let's all settle down with a change of pace from Crazy Rhythm to Sophisticated Swing. Maestro Bardo's prepared a satin smooth new arrangement of A Night Is Young and You're So Beautiful. Beautiful is the word for that arrangement, Lyle. At this spot in our program, we always kick up our heels a bit with a bright dance tempo, the Pennsylvania Polka. I guess you're ready for a rest after that one, but the clock's catching up with us, and Bardo just has time to play his latest arrangement. He didn't have any trouble with the notes, but spelling the title really got him down. That's right, I'll just take pen in hand and put down one big O and one little H and just let the band add the exclamation point.
That's a great old favorite, and I wish we had time for more. But it's time to go, Lyle. You've been listening to Music For You with Lyle Bardo and his orchestra from San Francisco. Music For You is produced by Jack Bethard, written by Irv Rose. Production assistants, Jim McMillan and Steve Levin. Dave Schofield speaking. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.
This is KMPX San Francisco. You have been listening to our special third anniversary tribute to the Golden Age of San Francisco radio. We wish to thank everyone who made this program possible. Live music was provided through a grant from the Music Performance Trust Fund of the Recording Industries with the cooperation of the American Federation of Musicians, Local 6 in San Francisco, J.J. Spain, President. Studio facilities and line charges were provided by the Sheraton Palace Hotels, Stuart Maurer, General Manager. Sound equipment and engineering was by Harry McCune Studios of San Francisco, Mort Field, General Manager. Engineer was Don Geis. Our thanks to the American Federation of Radio and Television Artists for their cooperation and to radio stations KFRC, KNBR, KCBS, and KGO. Special production staff for the Golden Age of Radio included Edward Stout, Irv Rose, Steve Levine, Diane DeLue, Peter Botto, and Luana Duvall. Photo coverage by Paul Gordian. The program would not have been possible without the dedicated efforts of our special guest stars Lyle Bardo, Bill Bavero, Albert White, Stan Noonan, Irene DeCamp, Ed Brady, Joe Gillespie, Bud Heide, Dave Schofield, and Hal Wolf. And also our many special studio guests from the Golden Age of San Francisco radio. Finally, a special bow to the entire staff of KMPX. Director of Publicity and Promotion for the Golden Age of Radio was Debbie Hall. John Jensen was executive producer. The entire production was created and supervised by Jack Bethards. KMPX studio engineer, Bill Moriyama. This is Jim Watts speaking.